Anti-vaxxers, you'll recall, is the label that is used to basically take anybody out that is raising any concerns about vaccine safety. It's the pejorative that's applied, and it makes it really easy for the media to basically take off the table anybody that's saying something that is contrary to the interests of the vaccine industry.
Right.
So there was a decision that this same toolkit, this same integrated international media and high-tech organization led by the BBC would be pivoted to resisting vaccine misinformation and disinformation. And they put out a proud press announcement last fall that this was what they were going to do. And they defined these things, misinformation and disinformation, as anything which was going to lead to vaccine hesitancy and which was contrary to the official statements of the World Health Organization or their respective national health organizations. What we're experiencing is a coordinated media warfare, the level of which we have never seen before, and I and my peers who are experienced in multiple outbreaks have never seen this level of coordinated propaganda. The BBC announced to the world last fall that this organization that they had led the development of, which ties together big tech and big media in service of the government, and was built expressly for the purpose of protecting the democratic voting system, the democracy, and voting integrity from undue influence from hostile offshore players through media information campaigns, which you'll recall was the claim that was made against Russia. And so this was the response of the Western nations to build this new structure called the Trusted News Initiative that would survey all information about elections and prevent the intrusion of foreign information into the democratic process and creation of undue influence by foreign actors. Shortly after it was created, it was there was an awareness in the pharmaceutical industry that this could be used to address a particular devil challenge that they had, which was the pejorative label anti-vaxxers. That's also been deployed against climate skeptics. Okay, so anti-vaxxers, you'll recall, is the label that is used to basically take anybody out that is raising any concerns about vaccine safety. It's the pejorative that's applied, and it makes it really easy for the media to basically take off the table anybody that's saying something that is contrary to the interests of the vaccine industry.
Right.
So there was a decision that this same toolkit, this same integrated international media and high-tech organization led by the BBC would be pivoted to resisting vaccine misinformation and disinformation. And they put out a proud press announcement last fall that this was what they were going to do. And they defined these things, misinformation and disinformation, as anything which was going to lead to vaccine hesitancy and which was contrary to the official statements of the World Health Organization or their respective national health organizations. So if CDC says the world is flat, then the world is flat. And there will be no discussion about whether or not the world is flat. I'm using obviously a simplified, silly example. So whatever the CDC or Tony Fauci or Tedros, et cetera, says is truth by definition. And any information or discussion which is contrary to that truth will be suppressed. It will be deleted. And those people that are expressing these opinions that would lead to vaccine hesitancy, which to some eyes would be informed consent and decisions by an individual that they believe the risk-benefit ratio doesn't matter, doesn't make sense to them. That information will not be allowed, and those people that are spreading that information will not be allowed to interact in the public sphere in social media. The first real example of cancel culture that we can track is Tony Fauci canceling the esteemed virologist Peter Duesberg because he was raising questions about the origin of HIV and its role in the disease called AIDS. I remember when that happened. I was a young
man. I had Duesberg
man.
On my podcast a long time ago, and it was the first time I ever got like extreme pushback from people that were like, I mean, this is after protease inhibitors had been used, so it didn't even make sense. And people were saying, you have blood on your hands. People are going to die because of this podcast. And I'm like, what are you saying?
Right.
Like, this is a guy who's a biologist, University of California, Berkeley.
Full professor.
Yeah. I mean, a brilliant
recruited
guy.
Yeah. Totally. And one of the best virologists of his generation, full stop. In the emails that came out recently, when you have Cliff Lane, Tony Fauci, and the director of the NIH, Francis Collins, basically coming out and saying that they're going to ridicule and destroy fringe epidemiologists. And what was their sin, these fringe epidemiologists, that warranted a concerted effort on the part of the federal government to destroy them? Their sin was raising questions about the effectiveness of vaccine lockdowns. Who are these three fringe epidemiologists? Well, they happen to be full professors from obscure universities, Oxford, Harvard, and Stanford.
Okay? And they were warning about lockdowns.
They were warning about lockdowns in the Great Barrington Declaration. That's what prompted that.
And can you explain the Great Barrington Declaration?
So these three esteemed, high-profile academic epidemiologists came together and said, and did an analysis, comprehensive analysis, about everything that was known about lockdowns and their impacts during infectious disease outbreaks. And they came out with a specific statement. You can find it on the web. Look up Great Barrington Declaration. And they came out with a specific statement that these lockdowns were going to cause more harm than help, which was contrary to the messaging that was being put out by Tony. And so Tony decided that they had to be destroyed. And then you had Francis Collins recently coming on Fox News after these emails were FOIA'd and brought out into the open and saying that if we had followed their advice, millions of people would have died. This is the fallback. Anytime you criticize these guys, what they say is, oh, you're killing people.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.